continues to be a good day here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Falls Spirit Drive. It amazes me the generosity of our listeners. We are blowing through the goals the last 2 hours that I've been here. I'm so excited about that. But every hour is a new goal. We're going to talk to you about that. But this is just so wonderful to be here. I don't know if I even said my name this hour, but I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli. I host Answering the Call. And you know, the truth is all of us are called. As Catholic Christians, we're called to proclaim Jesus and his teaching to the ends of the earth. And that's what Catholic Radio is doing. And I think that was Mother Angelica's inspiration. She knew Catholic Radio would reach countless people, even farther than the television does. And so you can support your Catholic radio station, AM 820, and answer that call to being a follower of Jesus Christ, not just a follower, but a disciple, right? That's where it's all about, where we carry Jesus's work into the world. We're seeing it modeled by our personal testimonies, by the angel updaters, by our guests, all of the people who are coming forward to be a part of this effort to support Catholic Radio. And you can become a part of that effort by calling 614-459-4820. Or if you are at a computer at work or home, go to stgabrielradio.com. There is an easy way to get connected there to make your donation. You know, and this is a source of inspiration, encouragement, solid teaching. There's a variety of programs. There's great Catholic celebrities like Father Larry Richards and Father John Ricardo, Dr. Ray Guarendi, Mother Angelica, Johnette Bankovic, and the list goes on. And so I'm so excited. But before we get any further in the hour, I want to bring on a really great guest. I'm excited. He is Deacon Chris Tuttle. He was recently ordained transitional deacon, which means, God willing, he will be ordained to the priesthood next May. So Deacon Chris, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Elizabeth. It's great to be here again. Great to see you.
It is great to be here. And would you please start the hour in prayer? Because you know what? This is all about praising our Lord and just reminding us what we're doing here.
Sure. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful. Fill our listeners and all of us with your Spirit so that we may participate in this new evangelization, that we may spread the gospel throughout the world through different means of communication. Help us to become better disciples of Jesus Christ. And help us to fall in love with the Father and the Trinity. We ask all of this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
So, Deacon Chris, how are things going up at the Josephinum?
Things are going great. God willing, it will be my seventh and final year.
Yee!
But who's counting, right? Who's counting?
And, you know, they're restoring the chapel, aren't they?
They just finished it at the end of last year in April.
And beautiful.
It is absolutely beautiful.
Wow.
The mural has been restored. It was damaged through water. And it's fantastic because it's Christ the High Priest, and it's all about the priesthood. So when we're in chapel and, you know, when we get distracted, not that any of us get distracted during prayer or mass, right?
Yeah, right.
But then it can refocus us on what we're there for, and especially in that seminary setting. It has Christ the High Priest, and then it goes down, even shows the minor orders, has the angels up there in heaven with Christ the High Priest. Some of the most famous saints through our seminary and of the New World and the Old World, and what goes along with those minor orders that we go through.
Wow. Christ the High Priest, that's who we're here serving. That's who we're here talking about on Catholic Radio. And, you know, so maybe you're a fan of the Josephinum. You know, you support the Josephinum. It's a great seminary. Great seminarians are up there, priests in the making. We have a new team of seminarians for the seminarian show this year. So all kinds of exciting things. So we want to hear from you if you love your seminarians, your priests, the Josephinum. Call 614-459-4820. Go online, stgabrielradio.com. So if you want to make your pledge in honor of a particular seminarian, like Deacon Chris Tuttle, or one of your favorites, go ahead and we'll read that on air. Or if you want to make a donation in honor of one of his classmates who will be ordained with him, because you will be one of how many in May?
Well, there'll be five of us in Columbus.
Praise yes. God. Five new priests. Woo! In Columbus.
Yes, in Columbus. Four of them go to the Josephinum with me. Another one, Deacon Ed Shekina, is out in Boston. And there's also four other guys at the Josephinum who are in my class from different dioceses around the country.
Awesome.
Sweet.
Awesome.
Sweet.
Well, Deacon Chris, we have our work cut out for us. Every hour we have new goals. Let me start talking about that. So for the Thursday 12 o'clock hour, we have a goal of 16 total gifts. And we are already on the board for four gifts this hour. I mean, it has only been 4 minutes into the hour. So we are a quarter of the way to our goal. And every hour we have a special. And what our special is this hour is that there's going to be a dollar-for-dollar match for first-time givers. And I love that because we have so many people who are listening to Catholic Radio really for the first time. They're new listeners. And we welcome you, first of all. We welcome you and thank you for tuning in. And, you know, maybe it's a little crazy right now this week. You're wondering, what are these people excited about? But hang in there and listen to Catholic Radio, because no matter what time of day you tune in, God is going to speak to you incredibly through the airwaves. And it blows my mind how the station is affecting people, how the Catholic Radio programming is affecting people. We had a guy here yesterday, one of our personal testimonies, who was a man in his 30s who stumbled upon Catholic Radio. And the last person or the last show I would have guessed would have hooked him was Mother Angelica.
Wow.
You know, here she is, an elderly nun, and he's a 32-year-old guy or whatever, and yet she spoke to him so profoundly. I mean, totally. So, and he loves the show. It's his favorite show.
It's like listening to your grandmother.
It is. You know, so yes. God's doing all kinds of things here. So this is incredible. So we want to hit this goal, 16 total. We have four on the board. It's a dollar-for-dollar match. So if you are a first-time listener, if you've never given, you've never picked up the phone and called 614-459-4820. We encourage you, because a very friendly person is going to answer the phone. We have a team of people. They're delightful. It's just part of the menagerie that's going on today. We have people bringing in food. We have people bringing us the papers that say what gifts are coming in from our generous listeners. We have radio hosts. We have priests. We have people like Bill James manning the board here. And it's just exciting. And our angel updaters like Joel Sanchez. So just exciting things. We're going to have a clip this half hour from Faith Alive. We're going to hear a powerful clip talking about the man of God. So we're going to unpack that, Deacon Chris and I. We're going to have a personal testimony from Rodney Schilling. And so we want you to listen to what Catholic Radio has meant for his journey. So what show do you listen to on 820 that's personally touching you? Is it Morning Glory? Is it The Doctor Is In, or Women of Grace, or Cresta in the Afternoon? It's a great way to start your day. It's a great way to continue your day. It's a great way to end your day. So, but we do need your financial support to run the apostolate. Call 614-459-4820 or go online, stgabrielradio.com. You can give a gift in a variety of ways. A one-time gift, any amount, $50, $100, $1,000 or more. Remember, first-time givers, we're giving a dollar-for-dollar match. So if you're a first-time listener, first-time giver, and you say, I'm going to donate $100, we just double that to $200. So that's how it's working here this hour. So it's a great time to take advantage of calling 614-459-4820. We're certainly looking for more sustaining members. We're looking for five this hour. We have two so far out of that goal. And that's a person who will be willing to donate $20 or more a month to support the station. It can be set up automatically, so you don't have to think about it after you set your giving up. And it's a great way to support the station. If you're a business member, you can become a business member for $50 or more a month. That's 100 messages a year. And the all-important leadership gift, we're looking for one of those this hour, and that's $1,000 or more. And we use those as matching and challenging gifts by calling 614-459-4820. If you become a new sustaining or business member, you'll receive the book Breaking Open the Bible, which is a beautiful book. If you are a new leadership giver for $1,000 or more, you get that book, plus Father John Ricardo's brand new book, which I'm really eager to read. It's called Heaven Starts Now, Becoming a Saint Day by Day. That's a great bonus. And if that's not enough, we are giving away two beautiful statues of Our Lady of Fatima in honor of the year, the 100th anniversary of the apparitions of Fatima. And so if you are a sustaining member, you're going to be put in a raffle for one of those. And if you call today, if you simply pick up the phone and call 614-459-4820, you will be entered into a second raffle for one of those statues. So just the giving is endless, isn't it, Joel?
Yes,
and
it
here's
is.
My
yes,
angel
is.
Updater, Joel Sanchez, with some good news for us.
Hello, everyone. Linda from Utica.
Thank you, Linda.
She is a sustaining member and question
Beautiful. Thank
answer
you.
For Woo. Non-Catholics. She loves that. And then there is Ruth, who was on her way to the mall, pulled over, called in, and gave us a gift. And she is from St. Aloysius.
All right, St. Aloysius. Right,
and then
Columbus.
We have John from Blacklick, Diane from Delaware. She's love hearing the Catholic perspective and always learning and Teresa Tomeo is the best.
Teresa. Yes.
And then from St. John Newman Randall, thanks for listening, brother. Thanks for calling in. A one-time gift. He is a Knight of Columbus.
A Knight of Columbus. Yes. We were just
Thank you,
talking
Randall.
About
awesome.
That.
So we currently St. John Newman's ahead.
We have Father temptation Dury. Going on in the studio. Father Dury is luring Deacon Chris Tuttle with a plate of chicken. But
Father, you know my weakness for chicken wings. You got to get out of here.
But Deacon Chris and I can't have our chicken wings until we finish our
Not
hour
yet.
Of work here.
Until
we get 16 gifts. So if yes. you'd like to feed chicken to Deacon Chris Tuttle and myself and
no
to Joel
microphone.
Sanchez, you have to pick up the phone and call 614-459-4820 or go online stgabrielradio.com. And that's the way that you can help support Catholic Radio Station and feed Elizabeth and Father and Joel. So, all good. It's all good. So, why don't we go ahead and jump to our first audio clip? And these are wonderful ways to just remind us during the Spirit Drive, oh, yeah, this is why I listen to Catholic Radio. There's this great people talking, not just us listening here, bantering away today, but great professional people out there. This is going to be Father Terrence Ehrman. It's an episode of Catholic Answers Live, and it's called Becoming a Man of God. So let's give a listen.
So I suppose the place I'd like to begin is before the young man that might pick up this book. And because I'm the father of a young man, 18 years old now, very proud of him. But if you had caught my wife and I, say, when he was born or when he was 5 years old, and we said we would like to raise him to be a man of God, mm-hmm. what might you have said to us at that time?
Yeah, I think it's one is how to have a sense of your mission as parents to teach and raise your son in the faith. And, you know, you do that by raising him, to teach him how to pray, how to go to church, how to worship God, how to serve neighbor and love neighbor. I think it becomes a little more difficult, I think, when children approach puberty and what's it like when all of a sudden life begins to change, and how to be able to have an openness with children who are becoming adults and to make that transition. And I think that right, in many ways there's a vacuum in our culture of parents, Catholic parents, handing on to their children, man or woman, boy or girl, of how to become a man or a woman. That there's so much of, well, the culture is teaching them everything along the way through social media, through videos, through the internet, through movies, their friends. And I think how to have a sense of a culture identity of who that person is going to be. That it's not just growing up in the culture doesn't make you a Catholic, doesn't make you a Christian.
Right.
It can be very opposite. So you have to be very deliberate about who you want to be.
Would you agree, Father, with my basic premise that with which I began, that manhood is under assault?
I would say yes. I think that there's a confusion about what it means to be a man today. I think if you go back 50 years, right, there's a sense of what the culture has of who a man is. And it can be very noble. I think if you just take some of the stereotypical television presentations of who men are, right, versus what that it looks like today, from Homer Simpson to, I mean, pick your favorite kind of goofy father that's presented on television shows and
right.
Movies. Right, they're usually bumbling, or they're not these strong characters who have a sense of, I think, the Holy Family. I think of Saint Joseph, and how does he, who has responsibilities of taking care of Mary and of Jesus, how's he going to raise that son in the faith? What's he going to let into the home? And I think that there's, when I talk to couples or hear about couples and just what they allow or don't even think about making decisions about in terms of whether it's how long you can be on TV or how long you can watch videos or be on your iPad or your, you know, from when you're a little child into high school and having boundaries and setting expectations for who you're going to be or what you're going to wear, what you're going to and those kind of things. So I think that manhood, I think one aspect of fallen humankind, and particularly with men, right, has always been this sense of a sexual license, right?
Mm-hmm.
Men go out and sow their wild oats, and then they settle down and get married. Or in other cultures, right, you get married, but then you always have your mistress on the side.
Right.
Kind of stereotypical. Some European countries have that. And I've never understood why that's acceptable, as opposed to having a sense of you're chaste all your life, whether that's as a single person or in marriage, but chastity governs all that. There's different aspects of how chastity is lived out in those two different states of life. But how to be faithful to your spouse, and if one is sexually active before marriage, how is that a sign that you're going to be faithful in your marriage?
That was the voice of Father Terrence Ehrman from the show Catholic Answers Live here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20. And Catholic Answers Live is a powerful apologetic show. It's in our evening drive time, Monday through Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. And it's really just a great show, a great fast 2 hours of Catholic radio. You learn so much about your faith as they have speakers on and people call in with their questions. And in this case, they were talking about manhood. And I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli. I'm joined by Deacon Chris Tuttle, who is a transitional deacon. God willing, will be ordained to the priesthood in May with four other classmates, which is very, very exciting. I am hoping to hear from the men this half hour. You know, maybe you're striving to be a man of Christ through programs like That Man Is You, the Knights of Columbus. Maybe you're in a men's faith sharing group. Or something else. And so challenge your men friends to call today. Make that donation at 614-459-4820 or go online, stgabrielradio.com. And Deacon Chris, you want to throw out a challenge out there?
Yeah, I'll throw out a challenge to two of my good guy friends. I'm actually assigned to St. Bridget of Kildare in Dublin for this last summer and the whole school year. And I want to challenge Deacon Dom Poirier and Deacon Frank Anarino.
We love you, Frank.
They're great guys. They've been great mentors, great help, and I think they can call in and make a donation. That would be great of them.
What's the number?
614-459-4820. Please call Deacon Don and Deacon Frank. We're waiting.
And so my angel updater again this hour is Joel Sanchez, and he is really being a man of God, even though he's wearing 4 foot fuzzy, glittery angel wings.
Getting glitter all over the place.
Getting glitter all over the place, but he is a man of God. So you got some good news for us.
Yes, I do. I've got a couple donations, one-time gifts. One is anonymous. So many good programs. Love calling of the Lord to spread the word through this mission.
Beautiful. Thank you.
And Michael, a one-time gift. And what he likes about St. Gabriel is many things.
Many things to like.
In honor of his family.
Beautiful. And you had some good news at the bonus wrap-up of the last hour, so share with us.
Yes. Randall from St. John Newman, one of the Knights of Columbus, he got in underneath the time frame and got to be part of that $100 extra.
So he pulled in an
Thank
extra
you,
$100. So,
yes.
You know, these specials are going on during each hour, and they're different each hour. And right now we have a dollar-for-dollar match for any first-time giver. So none of those mentioned that they might have been first-time givers, but we want to hear from you. Yesterday we had a Methodist call and make a generous donation. You know, so wherever you are, if you're just kind of tuning in for the first time, maybe you've been listening for even a couple years, but you've never made the phone call, you're figuring, oh, someone else will call, or I don't feel a part of this yet, but you are a part of this yet. We're all a part of this, and we're all in this work together to proclaim Jesus through the airwaves to whoever he's calling to listen. You never know who he's going to have see that bumper magnet, that billboard, and just, or stumble upon the station. I talked to a Catholic auto dealer owner once, and he said he put on all the cars in his lot, he tuned them to AM 820, you know, as people took them out for test drives. You know what I mean? He said a lot of times the station was moved, but he said, I always kept them in the parking lot set on AM 820, not knowing how God was going to use that. Is that awesome? I love that.
Great.
It's evangelization. All right. We'll hear from Joel again in the hour, but we want to hear from you by picking up that phone, 614-459-4820, or going online, stgabrielradio.com. Help us hit our goal for this hour. We're looking for 16 total gifts. We have 5 on the board. So we want to, and we're okay. I mean, we're still on target, but let's move it. We don't want to just hit the goal. We want to exceed the goal.
Five down, 11 to go.
11
we're trying to,
go. To
help everyone act out charity. So if you feel the urge, please call 614-459-4820. It's a great opportunity to help spread the word of the Lord.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you see a bumper sticker,
there you go.
Call in.
Yes.
Call in or come by the station and get your bumper magnet so you can put it on your car and help be a fellow evangelist out on the road. So Deacon Chris, this clip was Father Terrence talking about some really good points on manhood and where Catholic families could stand to be stronger in helping their children grow up in a solid understanding of their true identity as sons and daughters of God. Could you relate to what he was saying?
Sure. And I think we kind of touched on it a little bit earlier, but he made many points in that 5-minute clip. But something that's very important is to encourage this atmosphere and environment where as children, as sons and daughters, we can grow up and develop virtues, because so often we don't even talk about it or hear about it. And it's hard to be virtuous, but it's a very noble thing. And when we rise above our shortcomings or whatever petty things that are going on, when we rise above it and we work on the virtuous life, it's very rewarding.
You know, as a seminarian, as really a deacon now, transitional deacon studying for the priesthood, where do you see authentic masculinity playing a part in your vocation?
Well, throughout, in our formation, there's 4 different pillars, and one of the pillars is human formation. And one of the basic tenets of human formation is understanding, knowing who we are, and self-awareness and our identity and as males. And our ideal is Christ himself and looking to him. And one aspect of that is sacrifice. And to be sacrificial is very masculine. We know Christ himself offered himself on the cross and as the greatest gift. So looking throughout my life, all the good priests or even my own father, uncles, cousins, whoever it is, the good male figures in my life have always been outside of themselves or sacrificial. In other words, not being selfish, looking to help out others. And obviously, in you know, as a deacon and God willing a priest one day, it's very important. We can't be selfish. We're here to serve the people.
Absolutely. So are you a man of God? We want to hear from you today, 614-459-4820, with your pledge this hour. Maybe you want to make a donation for the man of God in your life. Maybe that's your husband, a pastor, your son, a soldier or a first responder, a teacher, a father, an uncle, a grandfather. We want to hear about that. We want to honor those people who are striving to be men of God. So call 614-459-4820. And Deacon Chris, you know, as you see that very soon, you're going to become a priest, you're going to be assigned into a parish, you're going to have parishioners. What might you envision yourself doing to help men of your future parish rediscover their authentic masculine role in the families and in society?
Sure. I think a big part of it starts with guys being together in a good, positive Catholic atmosphere. And we have that through many different groups, for example, the Knights of Columbus, things like Bible studies with the guys, even sports activities where prayer is involved, but also being together, guys being together in the correct atmosphere, it always builds fraternity and it builds virtue.
And Catholic Radio is a way to find out about some of these programs that you find in parishes or coming to parishes, whether it's the That Man Is You or Knights of Columbus, sure, as Joel was talking about. I know that our Men's Faith Sharing Group at St. Pius is unpacking the Into the Breach that was,
yes,
Bishop Olmsted, thank you, from Phoenix.
Correct.
And I read it. It's fantastic. And it is calling men to step into that breach, that gap, because for too many decades, men have been, you know, emasculated,
sure,
by the media, by the entertainment field, and are still to this day, 30, 40 years later, portrayed as the bumbling, you know,
sure,
incompetent people who are not leading their families, who are not standing up for the truth and being masculine and being strong. And that's been so robbed of them. And I remember as a convert coming into the Catholic Church, and I was attending a presentation, and some people were lamenting about, in this group I was in, just, oh, women, and they should have more role in the church. And I'm thinking, I'm looking around going, all I see is women. Now, this was several years ago. I see women in the teaching roles. I see women as pastoral ministers. I see women as, you know, RCIA leaders. Where are the men? You know,
sure,
I didn't see men. But they were harping on the, oh, because it's priests, you know, male-driven. These people were complaining, and I'm thinking, there are no men,
yeah,
lay men in this church leading. Where are the men? And now
Now is the time for guys to step up. Yes, and that article Into the Breach that Bishop Olmsted put out is fantastic, and it is something that needs to be unpacked because it's well said, but is very dense, and it would be a great thing to implement with the guy group in the parish.
Absolutely, and I think men are stepping forward right now, Father. They're calling to demonstrate they are men of God. We are now at 8 gifts for the hour.
Yes,
that's awesome.
Yes.
That makes us halfway to our goal of 16. And remember, there is a match $ for $ for first-time givers. So if you have never called, ever called this radio station to pledge your money, we are going to double whatever you give. So if you're calling to give $20 a month, you now will be $40 a month. If you're calling to give $100, $1,000, it is automatically being doubled only this hour. And that is only now good until the top of the hour, which is 1 o'clock. So this is the time for you to pick up the phone, 614-459-4820, or go to stgabrielradio.com. And Joel Sanchez, you're back with some more good news.
I'm back. I want to give a shout-out to some of the multi-year sustaining members. Betty from St. Brendan, the Navigator in Hilliard.
Beautiful.
Susan from St. Patrick in Columbus. Martin and Colette, St. Andrew in Columbus, and James, St. Michael in Worthington. And then we got a couple from the newsletter solicitation. Francis, Columbus, and Joseph and Dolores in Lancaster. Thank you very much.
You know, I love that we're honoring our continued givers. There are people who have been giving to the station for years, and they are truly the backbone. They see the value of making a donation to the station. They see the station having effect on individual lives and then mass lives as you step back and look at all the transformation. Everybody in this room has been touched by Catholic Radio in a very powerful way. And one of those people is here to join us. And Ellen Decker, you must be a sneak-in, last-minute guest, because you weren't on my list originally.
No,
I recognize your name.
I'm a substitute.
You're a substitute? You are stepping
Thank
into
you.
The breach.
Yes.
Here she is.
Yes.
Just
yes.
Probably was walking down and having a donut in the conference room, and they wrote her in.
I was answering the phones.
You were answering the phones.
Yes, right.
And we love people who come in and answer our phones. And that's one of the many gifts of the body of Christ we have here. We have phone answerers. We have staff on St. Gabriel. We have producers like Bill James. We have people on the mic, angel updaters. We have volunteers. It is beautiful. Everybody's working for the same purpose, and that is to support Catholic Radio. So,
that's right.
So, Ellen, let's find out a little bit about you. You're from St. Margaret of Cortona.
Correct.
Tell us a little bit about you. Why do you come in and answer phones?
Well, I was on the founding board. Here.
Wow.
So I've been involved with
all the way back
St. Gabriel for a long time. Right. And love it. And I think it's one of my very favorite things to do is to be involved. And I've seen such a blessing for our diocese because of it. I mean, it's just one of the nicest gifts that God could have given us, I think. And we've had a lot of bumps in our road along the way. Of course, we know that. But it seems like we've had an awful lot of heavenly help, and it's just going so well, and so many of the people who donate funds, they can't donate time or anything, but they donate their funds. They don't know what a good thing they're doing.
Oh my gosh! And it's interesting because you said you were one of the founding members of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, and you were influenced by your brother. Why?
Well, my brother was a television and radio. It started out in radio, actually, at Notre Dame on the student radio station.
Oh, wow.
But then became a TV news broadcaster and was a correspondent to the White House and was in that, you know, that area a lot. And then he owned some radio stations, and he became very ill with emphysema. And when I was asked to come on the board, at first I hesitated, and I thought, oh, I'm going to do this for Tom. For my brother.
Oh, in honor of your brother.
Yeah. So I did, you know.
Did you?
And I think that it was, I think it made him very happy. He was still alive at that time, and he knew it, and I told him, and he said, wow, that's great, you know. And so I really did it for him.
Did you ever dream back in the day, 1270, back in, you know, the day in the very first facility, the staticky signal, did you ever dream what God would do with this station and bring it to where it is now?
Well, it's a dream come true is what it is, because we all dreamed this dream. And as I said, there were a lot of bumps in the road, but then they'd be smoothed out. And we all kind of look at each other and say, wow, look at what happened, you know. I mean, we had power out. I mean, you've heard about the snake at the tower. I mean, all that sort of thing. Yes. And here we are.
Tell us about the snake at the tower.
Yes, please.
Well, at one time, there was a snake wrapped around the tower.
Wow.
Greg Sivaldi can tell you about that better than I can.
They made Greg go out and get it, huh?
So, you know, things happened, and then things would smooth out, and God would send more and more donors, and as he's doing today, and here on the Feast of St. Matthew, to spread the gospel. It's a wonderful day to be doing this, because here we are celebrating St. Matthew, and we're spreading the gospel, too. So things happen.
And you can spread the gospel, too, by calling right now, 614-459-4820. And Ellen, how I see in you what's so typical in people who are coming forward to give their testimonies as they get involved in Catholic radio, become listeners, they become active in their parishes. Just list a few ways that you're active in your parish of St. Margaret of Cortona.
I am not a real active member in my parish. I'm active in a lot of other organizations, too, but I am on the finance committee there.
Mm-hmm.
And I love St. Margaret, because we have adoration every Thursday. Today is Thursday, so it's Adoration Day there, and I love that. It's one of my favorite times of the week, to sit in silence with the Lord.
What about Sacred Heart Enthronement? Talk about that a little bit.
Well, the Sacred Heart, my husband and I were had our home enthroned in the Sacred Heart.
That's true.
And he died 2 years ago, and I had that put on his headstone, Sacred Heart of Jesus, we place all our trust in you, because it was his favorite thing. He loved
beautiful.
It. He was a convert to the faith, and before he entered the church, everybody thought he was Catholic because he was at every Catholic event in town, but even Bishop Griffin said to him one time that, he said, Alan, I think you attend more Catholic events than I do. So it was kind of inevitable, I think, that it was going to happen, and it did.
So, Ellen, who is on your heart today to personally invite to call 614-459-4820 and make a donation? Who would you like to invite or challenge?
Well, I'll tell you what. I have a grandson named Matthew. Today's the Feast of St. Matthew. So how about anybody who has a husband, a brother, a grandson, a son, anybody in your family named Matthew? How about if they donate today?
I have a Matthew.
And help us spread the gospel.
That's a great idea. No one has come up with that one yet. So in honor of St. Matthew...
all you Matthews out there, call 614-459-4820. Today's the day.
And doesn't Matthew translate to be gift of God?
Gift of God.
I think
yes.
So
there you go.
The gift of God, a gift of God's people will work very well for us today.
So all you gifts of God, give a gift back to God by calling 614-459-4820. Ellen, thank you so much, not just for being here today, not just for answering phones, but for having the vision to see what Catholic radio might do, what God might do with this apostolate, because it has so been worth it.
Yes, it has. Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Praise God.
I'll go back to the phone, so call in now.
All right. If you want to call and speak to Ellen Decker in person, you can do that by calling 614-459-4820. You don't have to be named Matthew, but we'd get a chuckle out of it if we hear from some Matthews this hour. So we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we're going to be listening to another audio clip. This one from Also Christ is the Answer, Father John Ricardo. You're going to want to see and stay and listen to that. So if you haven't made your pledge, remember, dollar for dollar match, first time givers, call 614-459-4820.
This is Jack Williams from EWTN Open Line. We hear every day from people who have been positively affected by listening to Catholic radio. Whether you're Catholic, non-Catholic, or of no religious faith at all, Catholic radio can change your life. Thanks to EWTN, our program is provided free of charge. But there are many other expenses that must be paid locally to keep it on the air. When you pledge your support, you make it possible for this station to carry programs like EWTN Open Line every day. No matter the amount, your gift works to make a difference for you, for others, and for the future of Catholic radio. Prayerfully consider making a gift right now.
APPS Paramedical, providing complete paramedical exams for the insurance industry. That's appsparamedical.com, spelled APPS paramedical.com.
Is it time to change the flooring in your home? Then you owe it to yourself to check out Evans Carpet Junkyard. Family-owned and operated for 53 years, Evans Carpet offers a large selection of quality carpet, remnants, and flooring at great prices. Evans also offers binding for those comfortable area rugs. Stop by their spacious 20,000-square-foot facility at 665 North Hague Avenue off of 70 West and stroll through the large inventory of in-stock flooring. Evans also offers experienced installation and tremendous service. Call Evans today at 272-5630.
I went to Catholic school all the way through high school, so when it came time to look at colleges, I wanted to continue my faith journey. Ohio Dominican University is the perfect choice for me. Grounded in the Catholic Dominican tradition, the classes are small and the professors here really care about my success. My Catholic faith is important to me, and I've grown in my faith during my time at ODU. Ohio Dominican helped me connect my passion with God's purpose for my life. To learn more, click on ohiodominican.edu.
Kurtz Brothers Mulch and Soils is excited to celebrate their 25th anniversary by offering 25% off premium bulk and bagged mulch, topsoil, and leaf compost orders. Use code KB25 at kbcolumbus.com or mention it to get the 25% off money-saving offer. Kurtz Brothers Mulch and Soils also accepts yard waste for recycling at all four locations. That's Kurtz Brothers Mulch and Soils, celebrating 25 years in Columbus. Call 614-43-MULCH or kbcolumbus.com.
Bob Hedersheed and Kelsey Burgett at Edward Jones in Sunbury. 740-965-6401. That's 740-965-6401.
If you've been in a group setting recently, you've probably heard a fair amount of despair. Some are proposing that the worldly leaders or a better system will solve our problems. The only true and lasting change is turning our hearts towards God. Let's band together and stand up for the faith and support St. Gabriel Catholic Radio this week during our fundraiser. Your gift will keep the airways alive with the truth of Jesus Christ and His Church. Call 614-459-4820 or go online at stgabrielradio.com.
Welcome back, and all we need is to hear from you. Pick up that phone, 614-459-4820. We need to hear from you to make our top goal here of 16 gifts per hour. We're at 9, so
seven
we only
more
have
to go.
7. Thank you for doing the math, because my calculator is at home, so I can't do math that fast. So I have Deacon Chris Tuttle here with me, and not only a math whiz, obviously, but a transitional deacon studying for the priesthood up at the Josephinum. God willing, will be ordained in May with four other classmates. And so that is awesome. So I've had you on the program answering the call, but just go ahead and tell us, for those of you who don't know Deacon Chris, why are you pursuing the priesthood?
Well, there's a short answer and there's a long answer, but the short answer is because God asked me to. But really, it happened through many small events in my life, a couple larger ones. But basically, I enjoyed helping people before entering the seminary. I actually taught people how to play golf for a living. And I really enjoyed teaching people. In fact, it was more rewarding to see one of my students hit a good shot than even when I hit a good shot. But eventually that led to how can I really help people, you know, deeper questions like that. And what I came to was, well, if the best way to help somebody is to help them get to heaven, and how can I do that? And different things through my prayer life and events through my life led me to the seminary, and it's been difficult. It's a long process, but I've always been at peace at the direction my life has gone since I've entered the seminary.
I remember your story about pursuing pro golf, you know, prior to the priesthood, and it's an awesome story. And that was featured on Answering the Call. And if you did not catch that particular episode, one of the great blessings of St. Gabriel is has a wonderful website. Do check that out, stgabrielradio.com. While you're there, you can make your donation if you don't want to pick up the phone and call 614-459-4820. If you're a computer person, we accommodate you there. But you also find archives of all the programs. So you can go to the local programs there and scroll. And there's, you know, we have like 14 local programs, which is, I think, more than pretty much any other Catholic radio station out there, if not off the top three, let's say that, but a huge list of very well-produced programs. And so you can look at Answering the Call, and you can see they're listed by name, all those priests and deacons, sisters and brothers who have been on the program. And it's, I know, such an honor for me to be on that show to let you guys tell your stories, because each is unique and different, and you heard the God's call in a different way, and you responded it to so beautifully in our church. So we are here for the Fall Spirit Drive. The number again, 614-459-4820. And Deacon Chris Tuttle and I are waiting patiently for our chicken lunch, which we can't get yes. until we hit our goal, which is 16 gifts for the hour. We have 9. We have 7 more, and we'd like you to be part of that 7.
Yes, please call. I'm a hungry seminarian. We don't get the best food at the seminary, so call 614-459-4820 or at stgabrielradio.com. You can make your gift.
And dang that, Father, during my stomach is growling since he walked in with that plate of chicken trying to tempt everyone. So do help a starving radio host here. Call 614-459-4820. So let's go ahead and take a listen to this next clip. It's Father John Ricardo. I mean, he's so marvelous. And remember, we're giving away copies of his book, Heaven Starts Now, by becoming a leader, a giver, which is a $1,000 gift or more. He's talking about St. John's Gospel. Really, he's talking about the message of forgiveness. So let's go ahead and listen to this one.
To understand John's Gospel, and this is clear as you read John's Gospel over and over again, John is continually going back to Genesis. And so what's happening here is that Jesus is recreating humanity. That's why he came. That's why he's the new Adam. Just as we all descend from the first Adam, so by the new Adam, we all descend or trace our new life from the new Adam, Jesus, who heals us who had sinned by stretching out our hands to a tree. He heals us by having his hand stretched out on a tree. The fruit of Adam's sin was thorns. Where are the thorns on the Lord? On his head. He is the new Adam. All those things foreshadow what it is that Jesus has come to do. So Jesus breathes on the apostles, and it's only the apostles who are in the upper room. In doing so, he remakes them. He gives them a brand new life. And then he says something. Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. There's two interesting things about that, or maybe three. First of all, one of the things which annoys the religious leaders to no end about Jesus is that he walks around forgiving sins. No one has the authority to forgive sins but God. Let's be really clear on that. No one. And Jesus acknowledges that. No one has the authority to forgive sins but God. So in the story of the healing of the man who's paralyzed, remember his friends bring him to the house. They can't get into the house because there's so big a crowd. So they go up on the roof and then they drop the man down in front of Jesus. Remember that story? And here's Jesus looking at this man who obviously can't move, lying on a stretcher, and he looks at him and says, I forgive you, which is not why the friends brought him to Jesus. Interesting little side point there. They brought him there because they thought what he really needed was something else. They were wrong. What he really needed was forgiveness. Jesus has the ultimate MRI machine. He does that on the man. He sees what's really wrong, and he says to them what's really wrong. And he lets the man know, you are forgiven, which causes a huge controversy in the house as they begin to say to one another, who is this man who thinks he can forgive sins? Only God can forgive sins. And Jesus looks at him and says, let me ask you a question. Which is easier to say? I forgive you, or your sins are forgiven, or to a man who can't walk, get up and walk? We've got to make sure we get the answer to that question right. Which is easier to say? I forgive you is easier to say. Why? Because if I say to you, get up and walk, and you can't get up and walk, obviously, I'm out of my mind, right? If I say that and you don't move, then clearly I don't have any authority. But if I say to the man who can't walk, rise, get up, and walk, then trust me when I tell you, when I say I forgive you, you're forgiven. Which, oh, by the way, means I must be God, because no one has the authority to forgive sins but God, and God is in your midst. So no one has the authority to forgive sins but God. But what he's doing here is he's giving his authority to the apostles specifically. They're the only ones in the upper room to do what it is that he has come to do, to keep us in right relationship with the Father, to reconcile us to the Father. Those are the first kind of two things to note there. No one has the authority to forgive but God. He gives, God does, his authority to others to forgive sins. The last thing to note here, the part that's either really encouraging or really sobering, is this happens on Easter Sunday. The day when sin was destroyed? kind of an odd gift to be giving on the day that sin and death are destroyed. But God's very realistic. Yes, today I've crushed the power of sin, but it's not done with. It's still there. It's still grappling at your heels. It's still crouching at your door. Remember the quote from Knox that we read when we were talking about St. Paul and Paul's comments on baptism? The message of the gospel is not, hey, it's great, you don't have any more struggles. The message of the gospel is, hey, there's now a chance of victory because new life has been breathed into you, which is what happened in baptism. We died and we got filled with God's own divine life. So even on this very first day of the new creation, the Lord pretty soberly acknowledges that we're still going to blow it. So when we blow it, know that there is an anchor of grace that's been thrown our way. That's great news, because I, like Adrian, know that the confessional was made for me, and I'm there very often now after having not gone for years and years. That's the main text of Scripture. It's not the only one, but it's the main one. It's the main one because it's a dominical saying. It's Jesus' words. Another key one would be James chapter 5, which also has to do with anointing, starting in verse 13, where James writes, "Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is any cheerful? Let him sing praise. Is any among you sick? Let him call for," this gets translated as the elders of the church. This doesn't mean the older people in the church. The word here is the presbyters of the church, the priests of the church. Huh? "And let them pray over him, anointing him with oil." Lo and behold, there's the sacrament of the sick, huh? "In the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick man, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven." Lest we think that this is some non-biblical idea, let's see clearly, mainly from John 20, but then also here James, that the origins of the sacrament are the Lord, because the Lord knows who we are. And while he has given us this great gift of new life, knowing us as we are, he knows that we will fall. We don't have to fall. I'm inclined to be selfish and to sin, but I don't have to sin. It's always a choice. As someone once described sin, it's a freely chosen compulsion. It's a great definition. A freely chosen compulsion. I choose to be addicted.
That was a clip from Christ is the Answer, Father John Ricardo. So many of us love to start our day with him. He was talking about John's gospel, really about forgiveness, the sacrament of reconciliation. You can catch that show, Christ is the Answer, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., and it's a great show. And this is Elizabeth Ficicelli. I'm joined by Deacon Chris Tuttle here for the Fall Spirit Drive at AM 820. And you know what, Deacon? People must be inspired by Father because things are happening. In the last couple of minutes, the phone's been ringing again. We have now 11
yes.
gifts for our hour. And remember, we have a goal of 16. So
the math
on that one is five. Five more. And you want to give out that phone number again,
yeah,
Deacon
so
Chris?
I learned that I wasn't saying it correctly. It's 614-459-4820. And the branding and marketing behind that is you're giving 4820 AM radio. So again, 614-459-4820.
So we're making it as easy Very as nice. Possible for you to remember the number. So
we're
Dave,
doing... they don't teach us that in seminary, okay?
He's a math whiz, but phone numbers throw him. But so we're making it as easy as possible for you to remember the number 614-459-4820, but only you can actually take your little finger and dial it, which is probably not really a dial like a rotary phone anymore, like a touch. So whether that's your cell phone, whether that's your office phone, your home phone, please call 614-459-4820. And remember, we are having a very unique special this hour only, okay, for the next whatever's left, 12 minutes. It's a match, dollar for dollar, for first-time givers. And that's where we want to hear from you. If you've never picked up the phone, this is your time. This is the Lord's prompting you to stand up and support Catholic Radio. You know you listen to it. You know you find that station wherever you are. You're tuning into Catholic Radio. You're learning from it. You're listening right now, okay? So it tells us you're part of the listening family. We want to hear from you, 614-459-4820. And Joel Sanchez, my angel updater, you've got some more news for us.
I've got some good news.
Yes.
I got a couple solicitations from the newsletter. William and Laura from Columbus, Ohio. Brett from Mount Vernon. And then we have Greg from St. Matthew's in Gahanna in memory of Joe Zag.
Beautiful.
In quotes here, he says, "Brought me full circle to get back to my faith. Nice to have it on driving." That's a gift.
Wow. Thank you, Greg.
Very nice there, Greg. And then Anita, I have no idea where she's from, but she is a single business member.
Wow. Okay. Oh, it was a new business member. New business member, because it just lit up on the board. We have now hit the one business member we were looking for. So we've hit the business member. We're still looking for that leadership gift. That's $1,000 or more. We'd like one this hour. But, you know, you just had someone say, this radio station has turned my life full circle.
Yes.
Do you want to turn someone's life full circle? You can do that by calling 614-459-4820. And evidently, Deacon Chris, people do want to turn people's lives full circle, because look at, we have 14 gifts this hour out of the 16. So we are
two to go.
Phone calls. I'm so glad he's here. Two more phone calls to hit our gift. And I have to tell you, I haven't missed my hour yet, my goal yet. This is the fifth.
Don't
this is
put
the sixth
that
hour.
Pressure on me, Elizabeth.
So I'm putting the pressure, on, and really inviting you, because especially first time givers, because we're doing this match $1 for $1. This is free money. So whatever you give, if you give $50, you've just given $100. If you give $1,000, you've just given $2,000. So this is a special time, and we'd love to hear from you specifically. Why are you listening? And you know, just tell us your story. We'd love to share that on air, because I think that really speaks much more directly than even as eloquent as Deacon Chris and I can be on mic. It's going to really touch other people's hearts. Can you inspire other people to give by your sharing, your testimony on air right now? Your witness, 614-459-4820. So, wow. So, Deacon Chris, you know,
I'm sorry. Mark and Autumn upgraded their sustaining membership.
Nice. Hey. Thank you. Thank you. Beautiful. We love that.
Kathleen and Chris, a one-time gift.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Beautiful. From St. Joan of Arc. And then, I love you, Ma. Thanks for calling in. My mother, sustaining member.
Aww.
Yay. For her son, the angel.
Aww. Yes. You've always been the angel. We know that, Joel.
I love you, Ma.
Do you have to take a picture and send this to your mother? Because if you're just tuning in, Joel Sanchez, who's our angel updater, is a man who is 6'5" and is wearing fuzzy, glittery, at least 4 feet long wings. Just beautiful. I wish we were on television, because you have to see him. We're going to put him on a billboard.
To
get the puppies
Facebook.
Off the billboard, let's put Joel and his angel wings, because people would be like, I have to find out what is going on.
I am on Facebook for the radio station.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they put it on there. I'm not a Facebooker, so I wouldn't have no
so
idea.
So if we
how
go
get
on Facebook for the St. Gabriel Facebook page,
you can
see Joel Sanchez.
Yes.
Equipped
in
with
my
his
wings.
In his wings, man. And so, you know, you've earned your wings, by the way.
Thank you very much,
Clarence.
I appreciate it.
You've earned your wings. You're doing a great job. And look, we have 15 calls.
Uh-oh,
we
one
are
more to go.
One phone call away. That's going to, we're just going to hit
call,
that goal.
614-459-4820. We need one more gift this hour to hit our goal.
All right.
Anita has just done the leadership gift.
Oh, hey!
Thank you, Anita.
Oh, my
gosh. Thank you, Anita.
That's $1,000 or more a month, a leadership gift. She is stepping up to be a leader and really showing us what the Lord is doing through these airwaves. And that generosity, I mean, it's beautiful. And we want to hear from you, 614-459-4820. We have one more phone call. We've looked at our goal for sustaining members this hour was 5. We blew that through. We got 6. We looked for a leadership gift. Thank you. Anita just did that for us. We have that business member we were looking for. So Deacon Chris, we've just about earned that chicken.
I know.
So excited. One more phone call and we get lunch.
And your growling stomach will be happy now.
Oh my gosh, I can't drink any more water to keep the growling down, people. Please, 614-459-4820. I feel like I should put the mic on my stomach so people really know I am genuinely hungry here. So it's a work of mercy to feed the hungry. And if you would be so kind to feed the hungry and support Catholic Radio, we want your call, 614-459-4820. And Deacon Chris, you know, the wisdom of John, Father John Ricardo, he says things so simply and yet so profoundly. And, you know, anyway, so he's talking about the sacrament of reconciliation. And as we talked about, you're going to be ordained to the priesthood in May. And this is a sacrament that you are going to be bestowed with, just like the apostles, to loosen bind sins through this beautiful gift of our Catholic Church, the sacrament of reconciliation. How do you feel about that?
That's very daunting and intimidating. Not that I haven't heard it before, but it would be such a blessing and such an honor to be able to hear people's confessions. In fact, it would be one of the best things that I would envision of being a priest is being able to hear people's confessions, because I have experienced it in my own life, the power of confession, the grace of conversion that can happen, and the healing and the forgiveness that goes along with that sacrament.
It's an unbelievable sacrament. I had a great conversion experience in the sacrament also, because I was a convert. I really struggled with that sacrament. It was the only part of Catholicism that was the obstacle to me. And I would go through the motions, but I didn't get it. I didn't understand mm-hmm. that we were experiencing this living encounter with Christ. And I just never felt better. And then God just really did a miracle. I mean, it was just a huge miracle. And it changed my life forever. And so when I go out and speak on that subject and parish missions where I talk, I have a talk on reconciliation. People are hearing that and coming back to the sacrament. That's the Holy Spirit at work.
Yes.
And we've had a woman who was away from the sacrament for 60 years
wow.
and came back that night
wow.
to the sacrament. And that's just incredible. And when people do come back, especially after being away a long time, they realize, why was I away so long?
Yeah.
This is just love and mercy and compassion that I'm experiencing through this priest, you know, this agent of God. And mm-hmm. so it's just wonderful. But, before we yak too much further about Sacrament of Reconciliation, let's remember that we're here for the Fall Spirit Drive at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. So go online, stgabrielradio.com, pick up the phone, 614-459-4820. We have hit every single goal except one more call. We just need one more call.
I don't need to call in because I've already got the microphone. I will make number 16.
Yay! That is
you
our
are the angel.
Joel Sanchez, your mother was right. You are an
She's
angel.
She's always right.
Well, moms are always right. So, I mean, this is the joy, and we see this. We see this with the priests who come here and they take their wallet out. They're writing a check on the side. I mean, it's just the giving is so incredible. People giving their time, people giving their talent, people giving their hard-earned money because they know this is something they can get behind. This is something they believe. And Joel, you said off mic, you were saying before that when you and your wife travel, wherever you are in the country, you'll make an effort to find a local Catholic radio station.
A local Catholic radio station, yes.
Why? Why do you do that?
It's great to listen to on the road. It keeps you thinking about, the Holy Spirit, the Gospels, and then we can talk about it. The wife and I can talk about it, so it just makes time fly by when you're on the road.
So that puts an idea in my head that maybe someone's passing through Columbus or the central Ohio area, and they just happen to be stumbling upon it or looking for it. And so we just don't know who the Lord is putting in the path of these airwaves. I mean, this is his work. This is his apostolate. It is so far beyond what we ever dreamed of, like Ellen Decker had said earlier. You know, they had a dream, but look what the Lord has done with this. So we can become a disciple and do this work and share this goal. And by the way, share this goal. I want to point out that while we did earn our chicken lunch while hitting our goal, we're not going to put a limit on the Lord. We're going to be going off air in the next hour, going to our regular programming with Dr. Ray Guarendi. But the phones are open all day, all the way to 6 o'clock, really a little past 6 o'clock. And the computer is 24/7. So we can take donations at any time. So if you're at work or coming back from your lunch hour, you say, oh, I don't have time to donate right now. You can call 614-459-4820 in the afternoon. You can get online, St. Gabriel Radio. com, and we're doing this drive right through Saturday, but don't put it off until Saturday. Call now. We want your donation.
Just remember, 8:20 a.m. St. Gabriel Radio is the real deal.
It is the real deal.
Get behind it.
Get behind it. And that invitation is for you. So now we're just in total bonus. And don't forget, we're still doing a dollar for dollar match. So if you are a first time giver, and in all the sharing of all that, the gift giving that you've shared with us, Joel, I haven't heard the word yet, first time giver. So maybe you right now who are listening, who know that you have not yet called, maybe you're a little intimidated to call, maybe you're in a tough place right now, but this is when we're called to step out in faith and trust the Lord and trust him, no matter how small your gift. It's just being a part of this. And there's something about the participation in the work of the Lord that is so life-giving. So Deacon Chris Tuttle, one quick last comment on Catholic Radio, and then could you leave us with your blessing?
Yes. It's been an honor to be a part of Catholic Radio. And today on the Feast of St. Matthew, let us all be inspired by the Holy Spirit to give a gift and to spread the gospel.
And amen.
With that,
and that number?
The number 614-459-4820. or you can donate at stgabrielradio.com.
And your blessing, please.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for all of your gifts, especially the gift of Catholic Radio. Send your Holy Spirit down upon us to guide the work of evangelization. Help us to be better disciples of your Son, Jesus Christ. And we ask all of this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
St. Gabriel,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Deacon Chris Tuttle. Awesome job as usual. Joel Sanchez, my angel the last 2 hours. Ellen Decker standing in to be the testimonial. This is Elizabeth Ficicelli. I am done. My voice is done, but it's been a ride. We're going to go to Dr. Ray Guarendi, our regular programming. The phones are open all day, all the way to 6 o'clock, a little bit beyond, 614-459-4820. This is your time. Still want to hear from you, first-time donors. God bless you, and support us. Thanks.
This is listener-supported WVSG Columbus, Ohio, the home for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio, and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio.